schedule. Do we have the folks here for 811? Yes, we do. Come on up. Carla, could you read 811?
Accept bid of Brown Contracting, Inc. for the West Burnside Street from Southwest 18th Avenue to Southwest 19th Avenue Multimodal Safety Improvements Project for $1,537,617.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. I'm Lester Spittler, the Chief Procurement Officer. You're used to seeing Larry Pallette here, but he has the day off, so this is my first time. I'm here to present this report. So you have before you the procurement report recommending the contract to Brown Contracting.
Step back a little bit from there. There you go. Thanks.
For the project in the amount of $1,537,617. The engineer's estimate on this project was $1,949,125, and the Bureau's confidence level was moderate. On February 21st, 2018, Council approved Ordinance Number 188827 for the procurement services to competitively solicit for the project. The project was advertised on the city's electronic procurement system, and bids were opened on June 14th, 2018. We received three bids in response to the solicitation, and Brown Contracting is the lowest responsive and responsible contractor. And their bid is $411,508, or 21.11% under the engineer's estimate. The Portland Bureau of Transportation, along with procurement services, identified an aspirational goal of 25% for disadvantaged minority, women-owned, and emerging small business, subcontractor, and supplier utilization. There's a total of $54,632,000, or 3.55% of DMWESB subcontractor utilization for the project, apportioned as follows. For a disadvantaged business enterprise, there is $54,632, and amongst that, three firms will be providing or performing trucking, flagging, and concrete cutting. While the participation number is low, Brown Contracting has staff on hand that is available and equipment to use for the work, and it is more efficient for them to self-perform the work and utilize their equipment than to contract it out. They have committed to looking for more subcontractable areas if their backlog of work increases and they no longer have available staff and equipment to leverage for this project. On their most recent project, they achieved 17%, so they do have a good track record. Brown Contracting is not a State of Oregon certified DMWESB firm. They are located in Eugene, Oregon, and they have a current City of Portland business tax registration number and are in full compliance with the city's contracting requirements. If the council has any questions regarding the project or bidding process, I can answer those. Or we have Scott Cohen from PBOT here in the audience, as well as, I believe, Sean Emmerich from Brown Contracting as well.
Colleagues, any further questions? Commissioner Fritz.
I have a question for Brown Contracting.
Thank you. And if you could just state your name for the record, please. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Emmerich with Brown Contracting.
And are you from Eugene?
I am from Eugene.
I thought I'd ask you a question if you came all the way up here.
I did.
I'm just wondering what your company's efforts are to diversify your own workforce, since you're not going to be subcontracting very much of the work.
Good question. We have a pretty good diverse workforce with just in Hispanic people working in our company, mostly live up here in the Portland area. We're always open. We're always welcome new employees. Right now, manpower is pretty tough.
Do you happen to know the numbers, the percentage of?
I think we have 90 employees, and we have about 21 Hispanic or African American or Native American, so it's over 20%.
And what's about male female balance?
We have five females, so five out of 90, a little over five, about 5%.
And have you been thinking about how you can diversify your company even more?
We advertise real, real hard. In fact, we're down to putting signs up in Home Depots and Lowe's and places like that, looking for people, anybody, not just, I mean, diversity, but just workers.
Yeah.
It's an issue.
We have similar challenges at the city, and so, procurement might be able to give you some suggestions on outreach to Oregon tradeswomen and some of the other minority firms that might be able to partner with you on that. So, but
we'd
thank you for your bid. It's nice to see it coming in so much.
Yeah, we saved you $400,000. Yeah. Pretty good.
I like that last line very much. Great. Any further questions? Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the report. Please call the roll, Carla.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for making the trip. Go Ducks? Aye.
All right.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The report is accepted. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll go back